Hey, we truly need each other, don't we? You know, when you think about our life and about the challenges that we face in our life, every day to be intentional. Maybe you have a marriage where you've been encouraged. Maybe you've been through a challenge with your kids and you've been encouraged. And this is sort of a shout out to what God has done in your life today here from the Intentional Living Center. Our phone line is open to you at 888-888-1717. We are live in the studio today, 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy here, along with our Intentional Living family. You know, one of the things that we teach every day is that we want to experience our life the way God intended. And when you read Scripture, it's very clear God has given to us a hope and a future. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants the best for you. God is not in the business of, you know, giving us regrets and hurt and pain. I think it grieves his heart when he sees that. Now, we live in a fallen, sinful world. There's a lot of challenges. But I'll tell you what, I'd love to have you join me and give a shout out to what God has done in your life. And maybe it's through someone. Maybe it's been through a family member, a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, maybe a parent, a brother, sister, someone who has really encouraged you. What one thing has helped you, and who was that? Give them a shout out. I think they deserve it, and we'd love to hear your story. Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. And let's get started with Sydney in Arizona. Sydney, what do you want to share about? I guess it's an in-law that's made a difference in your life.
Well, my mother-in-law, she taught me more about how to love and what grace is. She's in heaven now, and over 38 years, I've learned a lot from her.
How did she show you the grace? How did you experience that?
I'm trying to figure out how to explain that, and it's just, I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, was it words that she shared? Was it time she spent with you? Was it just her patience or understanding or what?
Patience, words and patience and stepping back and just showing Jesus.
So she didn't butt in. She wasn't controlling or critical.
No,
she's just very supportive.
Very supportive and thoughtful, just maybe saying a few words to redirect or give a suggestion, but so kind and so loving and just lots of grace stepping aside. I was a pushy person. I was a difficult person to love.
But yet she loved you.
Oh, man, me and some other people in the family that I don't know how she did it, but she showed me the way how to be more loving and kind and more gracious.
That's great. You know, mother-in-law stories, and by the way, I think mother-in-laws in particular get a bad rap many times. Mother-in-laws can be a great, I was blessed, you know, I was blessed. Not everyone is, but you know, there's someone in your life. Maybe it's a spouse, it's a brother, a sister, a father, a past, someone who's just really encouraged you and helped you through a difficulty, and you want to give a shout out what God perhaps has done in your life through that person or just directly in your life. We want to make this a half hour of really experiencing life and hearing the stories the way God intended. 888-888-1717 is the number, and I can tell you there have been about five. In fact, I did a lesson on the five men that really impacted my life, and each of these men spoke into my life. My dad would be number one. He's in heaven for many years now. My dad was a great encourager, and he would remind me of God's goodness. He would send me something through the old-fashioned mail, you know, back then, and say, hey, here's something you might want to read, something that encouraged you. And those things make a difference when we get encouragement, when we get someone that really speaks into our life. That's intentional living. You know, one of the best ways to live an intentional life is to get outside of our own issues, our own challenges, our own problems, and speak into the life of someone else. We'd love to hear your story, what God has done, maybe through another person. Give us a call at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. All right, Leanne is on the line in Kansas. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your story? Who's made a difference, or how's God made a difference in your life?
So about 9 years ago, God placed my godmom in my life, and her name is Brenda Porter, and she has just been the best. I can count on her for anything. Every hardship that I've had with, I have six kids. She is there every time to listen, whether it be something good, something bad, whether I need some advice on what to do with the kids, she's always there. And like I said earlier to Steve, who answered the phone, she can give me a Bible verse with anything that I go to her with, and I can go to my Bible, and it will be, if not almost always, word for word.
Yeah. How did you meet her? How'd you connect?
I was working in a nursing home, and I made a work friend, and I was looking for daycare, and she says, I think I have the perfect lady for you. And I went and met her. We meshed right then and there. She's been having the kids ever since. My oldest daughter, who is 14, was, I believe, 2 or 3.
Isn't it interesting how someone steps into our life? Isn't that amazing? You know, and how people can step into our life at different times. And, you know, I think through my life experience, as I look back now, how I connected with certain people and how they spoke into my life for a season, a time, and the difference it makes, some for a lifetime, some for a season. You know, one of the five, I'm talking about these five men that influenced my life. One of them that comes to mind is Dr. Kevin Lehman. Many of you know Kevin. Kevin was and is an author, a speaker. He's now the chairman or president of a growing number of charter schools, Lehman Academy of Excellence. And when Kevin and I connected many years ago, soon after his book, The Birth Order book, came out, and then we worked together and wrote together and spoke together and did radio together. One of the things I always appreciated about Kevin, how he spoke into my life, he was a great encourager, and he is. He's a great encourager. Positive, you know, we need people in our life that can speak that kind of positivity in truth into our lives. So we're just kind of open the phone line to hear who's made a difference in your life. Maybe a mom, a dad, a friend, who is it? Or maybe how God has spoken to you directly and how God's made a change in your life. Give us a call. Love to hear your stories at 888-888-1717. More coming right after this.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You can defang the pain of anxiety in your life by intentionally and daily doing three things. Here's how Paul puts it. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, number one, through prayer, number two, supplication, and number three, with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, then the peace can come. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy with an Intentional Living Minute. You know, that word supplication really means to be humble and earnest in your request before God. Satan loves to camp in your anxiety. It's one of the ways he tries to keep you discouraged and trapped and feeling defeated. Don't allow it. There's hope and freedom. I invite you to join me for a night of hope. Come discover how you can experience your life, your marriage, your family, the way God intended. The Night of Hope, Glendale, Arizona, Haven Church, next Friday, June 6th. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com.
All right, listen, I hope you'll be there. You know, we're going to have a great evening. We really are. This is such a unique evening, a Night of Hope. And you might think, well, what does that mean? I'll tell you exactly what it means. When you leave, when you finish and walk out the door, maybe you've come alone, maybe you've come with some other friends and family, maybe you've come as a couple to celebrate your marriage. You're going to be encouraged, you're going to feel more hope, and you're going to be equipped with some really practical things. I'm going to share 6 practical, life-changing things that you and I have 100% control over, and they will make a difference in your life, as I know they can in mine when I choose to act on that, because that's an area that God's given us control. Here's a fact. We'd like to control more than we do, but we have control over more than we think. And God's allowed us to do that. And we're going to talk about that. It's going to be really a practical, fun evening. Again, Glendale, Phoenix area, Glendale, coming up next, not tomorrow, but next Friday, the 6th of June. Tickets available today. Don't miss out. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Ellen. I intentionally each morning pray not only for my husband, but I pray before I get out of bed, I ask God to get my mind straight and, you know, to change my frame of mind about how I relate to my husband. So I pray, you know, that God will give me the eyes to see him with, the way that the Lord sees him, and to be respectful and to help me with my tongue, you know, to always speak with him out of respect and with love. Because, you know, after 30 years of being married, I finally learned, maybe 10 years in, that, you know, I can be pretty opinionated as well. And you know, I really have to pray to set my mind straight each morning on how I'm going to treat my husband for the day. And if I don't do it, I find myself falling back into my old ways where I can be stubborn and, you know, almost irritable with him sometimes and short, and that's not the way I want to be. So I ask God for his help each morning, and that really, really gets me through. And that's after 30 years of being married. I'm trying to tell my young daughter-in-law and my daughter that, wake up, girls. You gotta realize this early in your marriage.
Very good. Hey, listen, we love talking to you all. Thank you for sharing your stories. 888-1717. Dr. Randy, Intentional Living today. Who's made a big difference? Who's made an impact in your life? Give a shout out. Let's go to Michigan. Diane, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Who's made a difference in your life, Diane?
Well, I wanted to share, it was one incident. There were many, but it was my mom. Growing up, there were six of us kids, and my father, his background was just really rough. His mom died when he was a baby, and his father abandoned him, so his grandmother ended up raising him part of his life. And so that seemed to cause lots of issues in the marriage between my parents. And being a young kid, you don't really know what's going on. But along in the 70s, sometime in the Catholic Church, there was a charismatic movement. And that just seemed, things, I know things changed in church, but to be brief, it affected my mom. And she started meeting with ladies for Bible studies, started praying a lot more. And after several years went by, she told me something one day. She said she'd been praying for Dad every day, you know, night and day, all the time for Father, who, there was, you know, verbal abuse. There was stuff going on, which made the home atmosphere pretty rough. You didn't want to be there. It wasn't really a sanctuary, at least at that time. So, but she told me that after praying and praying and praying for my father, she said she prayed to God, and one time, and the last time she did it, he said to her, I want you to change. And she knew it was God, because there's no way that, she said, I heard an audible voice. And I think that's tend to soften her heart. It gives
How'd that impact you? How'd that impact your life? That's the key here. How'd it make a difference for you?
Oh, yes. It impacted my idea of who each one of us is in the Lord. I don't look at people quite the same way.
Mm. Yeah, you know, one of the things we talk about, and in fact, I did a lesson here with the staff, and I'm going to be talking about it at the Night of Hope, is what we call the circle of control. What I hear you saying, Diane, is, you know, when we get inside the circle of control and when God speaks to us and says, hey, I want you to make a change. I want you to do something different in your life. Wow, that's an aha moment. That can be a huge time in our lives to realize that it begins with me. You know, it doesn't begin with somebody else. It begins in my own life. Powerful. Mom made a difference to you. Thank you. Diane, appreciate it. Let me go to, let me see. Ellen's here in Michigan. How are you?
Hi, that would be Eileen.
Oh, Eileen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my mistake on my end here. Appreciate your call. Who's made a difference in your life?
I would like to tell you that the first thing that popped in my head when that question was asked is it's my husband. I was married formally for 20 years and had to get a divorce. And then I had sworn I would never marry again, and I would never let a man get near me again, and I would... all the things that women go through during those times. And I met someone who worked on me and my heart. And I actually had no idea what it was to be loved, truly loved and cherished, until I met him and he became a part of my life. We've been married now for 26 years, but his example has shown me what love truly is. And I didn't ever think that God loved me, because I never thought that I was good enough, because I was always told that I wasn't.
We get beat down in life. We got so many stories, Eileen, of people who say, you know, I go back to my childhood, I never measured up, I never felt like I measured up. And then all of a sudden, someone comes into my life and encourages me, speaks into my life. Let me ask you this. You've been married 26 years. How has your husband changed you and your view of yourself and your daily life?
He doesn't judge me, and I think that's a very, very hard thing to do. And in that, he just kind of accepts me for me. As I was growing up, I thought through abuse and things, I thought my only worth was what was between my legs. And I hate to say it that way, it sounds terrible, but You grow up thinking that, and then you meet someone who actually gives you worth, lets you know your worth and value comes way beyond that.
Hey, that's life. That's raw. Some of you are feeling that way. We talk about identity. That's big today. Everybody has an identity. They identify in certain ways. But you know what? As a follower of Christ, our identity is in Him. Our identity shouldn't be, you know, the color of our skin or our gender, our age, or all the things that we can identify with. And I get it. I understand that is a big part of our culture today. But as a follower of Christ, our identity is in Him. We're a new creation, the Bible says. And whatever it is that you have been taught or told or experienced in your life, that's a lie. You got to focus on the truth. So who is it that's made a big difference in your life? One person, maybe one thing that was said or one thing that was done or maybe an ongoing encouragement. Who is it, the difference it's made? Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. More coming here in just a minute.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our lives, we are in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glen.
Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll be there coming up a week from Friday, right, you know, in fact, we're talking about a week from tomorrow, right? 6th of June, be a part of it. Night of Hope, Glendale, Haven Church, Jordan St. Cyr, myself, talking about six powerful things. I'm excited about it. Six things that can change your life. We're going to pack it all in this evening, and you'll leave encouraged and blessed. Bring some friends with you. We got a lot of, it's interesting. I heard from Brian, who's in charge of setting all this up. He was telling me how many people are bringing a group with them. I got singles coming as a single group. We got couples coming. We're going to be focusing on how to make these six things to focus on no matter who, what age or what stage you're in. These six things can make a difference in your high-stake relationships in your life. Get the tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Who's made a difference in your life? Give me a call, 888-1717. Bonnie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Appreciate the call. Who came to mind when you heard the charge to call on who's made a difference in your life? Who is it?
It was, we were co-workers at the post office, and she's a pastor's wife then and still is. So that's...
How'd she make a difference in your life? What did she do or... who she was or what happened that made a difference?
We would be sitting, sticking mail, and she would say, I was talking to someone, and I don't use profanity, and apparently I had got into an argument. And she came over and she said, Bonnie, don't say that. Don't do that. Huh. And she was there to correct me when I would be arguing with someone or having a conversation that wasn't of God. So she lives in Inglewood, California, and I just finished talking to her maybe about a week or so ago. But over a period of time, my life has changed.
Wow.
By the grace of God, I've lost 4 sons, and I was a single mother with 7 children.
Wow.
But yet the Lord blessed me to have a job that I was able to retire from.
And listen, in addition to that, Bonnie, you had a coworker that you respected and allowed to speak into your life. You know, many of us, when we get someone who will come and challenge us, we do this, right? We push it. I'm holding my hand up here. In other words, I'm pushing you away. And if you have somebody in your life, maybe a coworker, someone at church, someone in your own family who can speak the truth, I know it's not easy, but boy, what a powerful thing it is when we allow another person to come into that little circle of control that we have and speak into our life in a healthy way, which is a responsibility for us when we do that, to do that with a great deal of humility as well. Bonnie, thank you for your call. Let me go to Norma in Arizona. Hi, Norma. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Who is it that has made a difference in your life intentionally?
My parents.
How so?
I will never get over the respect and love that my mom and dad had for each other. Neither one tried to control the other. They would discuss things till they came to an agreement. But the love that I saw and the respect that I saw from each one of them for the other made a profound effect on me.
How has it impacted you today in your relationships?
You know, people in the church where I go, they say, I have a ministry of love. And if that's it, that is because I grew up in an atmosphere of love. And I've even been around people that showed no love and showed anger and hatred. And it made me understand how important it is to make others feel loved.
And yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, that is, we're to love one another, the Bible says. And they, in fact, let's say what the Bible really lays out for us. They'll know that we are Christians. They'll know that we are believers. They'll know that we're followers of Christ. Not because we're living an intentional life, but I'll tell you what, living an intentional life includes loving one another. That's what the Bible says. So getting intentional in loving people, caring for people, thinking not only of our own interests, but the interest of others, is what becomes life-changing. It's powerful. All right. We'd love to have you join in with the discussion. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're wrapping up the live show here in a minute, but we're going to stay in the studio and record, if that's okay, right? We'll record for tomorrow because we want to capture your comments, and we'll shove them into the show tomorrow, all right? We'd love to hear from you. So the phone line remains open. Who is it in your life? A mom, a dad, pastor, coworker, a brother, sister, or how has God spoken to you that has made a change in your life? A really positive, intentional living program. You can call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and get through right now. We'd love to talk to you. Hey, just before we do wrap up the show, I do want to remind you, as we're going into the weekend and in this weekend, that we're just a week away from this Night of Hope. I know we've talked about it a lot because we believe in it. I honestly believe, my wife and I have talked about this, that we're going to see some really exciting things happen, some life change. We're going to see people walking out and say, we needed this encouragement in our marriage or in our personal life. We're going to see people, I believe, come to Christ. This is an opportunity to bring people who are just needing that encouragement. We live in a crazy time, a crazy world, a lot of fear, a lot of hopelessness, and we want to give you a good shot in the arm of hope, okay? As you come and be a part of Night of Hope. And I know that's not for everybody because some of you can't travel that far. We get it. But for those of you who can, we're going to be in Glendale, Arizona. That's Phoenix, right? That'll be next Friday, June 6th. June 6th. And you can get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. I hope you'll come and join us again tomorrow. We got some great stories coming up of people sharing who's made a difference in their life and how so. So come and be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. And again, thank you for your prayers. Your financial support is a huge help. Thank you. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and it is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.